With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Now, the very latest from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that we know at this time. Two firefighters have been ambushed by a sniper. They were killed. Several other firefighters reportedly have been wounded. At this time, authorities have no one in custody, and they believe it could very well be more than one sniper. They're in the Canfield Mountain area, just right outside of the city. Officials say it at this time is still an active situation, and they are still taking fire from the sniper or snipers at this time. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall says he believes President Trump's big, beautiful bill is going to shrink the debt.
Senate Republicans narrowly voted Saturday to advance a massive bill to put in place President Trump's agenda in spite of opposition from two of their members. Republican Senators Rand Paul and Tom Tillis voted against advancing the package. Paul has opposed a provision to increase the debt limit by $5 trillion, while Tillis has said the bill would cost North Carolina $38.9 billion in federal Medicaid funding. President Trump slammed Tillis on Saturday night, threatening to support a primary challenger against the North Carolina senator after he came out against Mr. Trump's megabill. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. Hall of Fame horse trainer Dwayne Lucas has died after suffering a severe blood infection. Lucas won 15 Triple Crown races, including the Kentucky Derby, four times. He was 89. And Richard Boucher, who served more than a decade as a spokesman for the State Department, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and others, has died. He was 73. This is SRN News. Many churches today are not necessarily big on discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia woman filing suit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her child. Miranda Guzman alleges the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion unless doing so to essentially further their interest. This is SRN News. Yale Eckstein, with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about what she saw at the site where an Iranian missile managed to penetrate the Golden Dome.
Six apartment buildings that were basically destroyed from one ballistic missile, and for over 2 miles, every single window was shattered. And I was there bringing food to the elderly and providing help for the heroic first responders.
And she adds, in recent years, Israelis have been working and praying to keep peace and protect human life. Recapping now, in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho today, two firefighters have been ambushed by a sniper or snipers. They were killed. Several others have been wounded. At this time, it is still an active situation. More details at srnnews.com.